prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. You're here because you're smart. I know that. I have the smartest listeners in the world. Isn't one of you that couldn't do this job, but I'm lucky enough to be the one. So today's show is going to be very interesting. First, we're going to be joined by Ken O'Neill to talk about aging and the training continuum. Whether you are getting older, well, you're all getting older. What am I saying? We're all getting older, but whether or not you're at that age where your actual chronological age is starting to cause challenges for you in the gym or not, you will be someday, and this is going to be an important discussion. Then later in the show, we're going to be joined by Ashley Grace to talk about a new study that shows that substances in hemp may actually boost the likelihood of survival during pancreatic cancer and its treatment. So more good stuff about that shortly. Of course, I have to thank our title sponsor for being our title sponsor, and that's All American Pharmaceuticals and EFX Sports. And right now you can get six of their top-selling products absolutely free. Yes. I mean, it's a bunch of good stuff. Pre-workouts, Crealkaline, their advanced patented creatine product, protein powders, Carbaline, their advanced carbohydrate supplement that's being used by bodybuilders, CrossFitters, and power athletes alike today. And of course, endurance athletes, because they love their carbs. You can get them all for free by going to superhumanradio.net, clicking one of the EFX banner ads, entering your name and address, and you will pay $5 and change for shipping, but it's truly the shipping charge. And that's because Dr. Jeff Galini believes that no one should buy anything until they've tried it, and he puts his money where his mouth is. Ken O'Neill, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Carl. How are you?
Actually, very good. And thank you for jumping in today, because I had a guest fallout, and I can always depend on you to help me out in a pinch, and I want to thank you for that. But today's discussion is...
It's fun working with you, Carl.
Yeah, I know. We get along very well, don't we? Two old fakaktas. No, actually, that's what we're going to be talking about, aging, right? I mean, I never thought... I guess I never put much thought into the fact that I would be 60 someday. And now I'm thinking, wow, I'm going to be 70 someday. You've been a lifelong physical culturist. And actually, you've blended both physical culture and spirituality into something that you call bodybuilding, which is ahead of its very, very far ahead of its time. But
let me comment on that, Carl.
Yeah, please.
When I was a kid, and that was I'm 74 now. When I was a kid, 60 years ago, I touched the barbell and it changed my life. And I was a science geek in high school. And in those days, we didn't have videos. We didn't have YouTube. We didn't have much of anything. We had monthly magazines, and bi-monthly magazines with black and white photos. They weren't big magazines because weights were just a real marginal phenomenon then. There were maybe two or three weight equipment manufacturers in the whole United States. So we'd see a picture of somebody at the beginning of the lift and at the end of the lift, but nothing in between to show you how they did it. And personal training didn't occur then, didn't exist then. Well, word was out that the San Jose YMCA was the place to go. Saturday morning, everybody was there, the Olympic lifters, the bodybuilders, and this was around 1960, so there was no powerlifting. There was odd lifting. There were five odd lifts.
And the odd lifts were like the bent press where you pressed it with one arm and those types of lifts, right?
Well, they could be, but generally in competition, they would have up to five different things, a bench press, deadlift, squat, press behind the neck, generally seated from a dead stop, and curl. Could be some other things, but, you know, those were it. And then there were martial artists. Martial arts was new, and this was in California. Karate was just coming in. Judo was just coming in. All this stuff was new, but what was not new was physical culture. California had very much been one of the capitals of physical culture, particularly Southern California with Muscle Beach and from the late 1930s. Well, I joined up the Y at 16, and I would get up Saturday mornings before the crack of dawn, fix breakfast, hike down to the bus station, take a bus in so I could be there at 9, because that's when it opened, and for at least 2 hours, I was in a learning environment. I took to calling it Physical Culture University. I got coaching and helping from all kinds of people, including eventually an introduction to the mind, recommendation to go to the local Buddhist temple in San Jose to learn more, which made sense because many of our national and international champion athletes like Tommy Kono and remember Odd Job in James Bond?
Of course. Yeah.
That was Harold Sakata, 1948 silver medalist in the 148-pound class in Olympic lifting. Tosh Togo, pro wrestler. A bunch of them were all Japanese-American Buddhists who did not do Zen. They did something totally different, something that doesn't make you sit forever. It's based on moving. And the local Buddhist temple's judo coach became the first U.S. Olympic judo coach, and he was San Jose State. So I was plugged into physical culture and Japanese-American Buddhist culture, which is not the same as gringo converts. Gringo converts are like Jehovah's Witnesses too often. So I was in this world that was fun. Well, I reached a point where I wanted to learn what is the mind-muscle connection we keep hearing about, the mind-body connection. Everybody talks about it, but nobody knows anything about it. And I was in college. I went into a philosophy and psychology major, dual major, to learn this. And what I learned was bring it up around a professor and you get laughed at or denigrated. Well, I found that those Japanese knew something about it, and they liked me. So they sent me to a Buddhist graduate school, Buddhist university, as a full scholarship student and invested in me going to Japan and becoming equivalent to a Zen master in a different kind of Buddhism. But I want to clear there is we're not talking about religion and we're certainly not talking about beliefs. What they do out there is they basically tell you to doubt everything, to become a walking question mark, and to experiment with movement and until you know something, until you know it in your body. So it's a very different approach. What it's led me to do at this point with bodybuilding, wisdom building, is to no longer separate that from physical culture and mental culture. I'm an evolutionist, and I have to look at life culture. I think we're life culturists, and I think the people that are polluting the planet right now are anti-life culturists, whole different culture. So this isn't getting rid of physical culture. It's upping the ante to the world we live in which the unity of body and mind and spirit expresses itself in taking care of ourselves and taking care of planetary resources and healthy relationships.
Okay, so let's talk about this for a second. I want to pull a thread here for a second. What happens to a human being when they become so emotionally activated that they do things knowing it's not in their best interest, but they get caught up in this win or lose mentality? My team has to win, because that's what we're talking about today in health, right? Messaging with my good friend Kelly Carls, who has become a fan of physical culture in his 60s after retiring as the general manager for the local Clear Channel market. He ran the whole market. And he has fallen in love with training. Literally, I use those words specifically. He loves what it's done to him physically. He loves what it's done to him mentally. And there are those of us who are like that. And then there's the other people who will do anything to avoid exercise. They will read articles and agree with them that pander to the notion that exercise holds no value. They know that they do harmful things to their body. They know somewhere in the recesses of their mind, but they won't say it out loud, that they're actually shortening their own lives and harming themselves. But yet, they become part of a group, and the group in totality creates this agenda. And then the agenda is we win or lose if we give up or we succumb to the other side, so to speak. And it's almost like we're all on this ship, but because we disagree with the other group, we're going to sink the ship to drown them, but we actually drown too. But we don't care about that because we're so driven by emotion. What is it in the population that
Well, you made that same point on Facebook about political correctness.
Yes, exactly. Politics in general. Look at politics in general. We are tugging a rope, and in the end, no matter who pulls the hardest, the whole ship sinks.
Well, my response to that was, I don't care if it's left, right, liberal. They're all politically correct in their own unique manner, and they all stink.
Right.
I'm an independent free thinker. I like the people that brought us the Latin Renaissance. And that's where I think our problem goes, is back in our culture. It's true of other cultures, too, but it's particularly true of our culture. Our culture is based on the notion that you've got to join the right side.
Mm-hmm.
That's monotheism. If you're on the wrong side, you're going to go to hell forever or be wrong forever or guilty forever or something you want to avoid. So we have a culture from our religious background that says that you've got to be right. And people dig their heels in to be right. It's an emotional fixation. They have not grown beyond it. Now, in our culture, Western culture, from the 3rd or 4th century, the greatest heresy formulated for social control by religion was called the Gnostic heresy. That's G-N-O-S-T-I-C, Gnostic, like a prognosis, diagnosis. The G-N-O...
Agnosis, agnostic.
Agnostic.
Yeah, right.
Yep. In Middle English, G-N-O becomes K-N-O-W. It's the knowing word.
Oh.
So the major heresy in the West was formulated as, well, if you reject the idea of the church and its priests being the middlemen between you and spiritual experience, you're damned. And what that did was take away liberty, take away freedom of spirituality for people to cultivate their own integrity and their own maturity, that you were going to all the time be reliant and dependent upon the priest. How did that work? I lived in Arizona. Bishop Marino in Tucson, southern Arizona, Bishop O'Brien in the Phoenix area, both had deals set up. The sheriff's office, usually with Catholics in it, came out and make a courtesy call and tell them that within an hour they were going to be arresting Father so-and-so, a pedophile. And generally, an hour later, Father so-and-so was in Mexico.
Yeah, he was gone, right.
Yeah. So my half-joke is that Father of Bishop Marino has now been canonized as what? Patron saint of pedo priests.
Huh. That's funny.
But my point here is not anti-Catholic. My point here is that when we give away authority, we give away our freedom, and we're going to be stuck in obedience to authority. We're going to be stuck in what law is called detrimental reliance.
So what you're saying is that the social construct is to reward groupthink and discourage individual thinking.
Absolutely. We have in the United States today, as we both know, the most corrupt medical system in the world. 20% of our domestic national product is for the illness care industry that calls itself health care. I recently was, this is an aging thing. I was recently with a new physician, and the physician's person told me that at my age, we have to have a PSA test. The testosterone causes PSAs to go up and causes prostate cancer. If your prostate PSA is above 4, you can't have testosterone, and you have to go have a urologist probably do biopsies. And I thought, and then also that you should be taking saw pimento. I started doing research. Saw pimento is no longer valuable. It acts like a general-purpose chemotherapy, killing off healthy and unhealthy prostate cells at the same time. So why would you do it? As far as testosterone, I don't know if you've had this guy on. Have you had Abraham Morgan Taylor?
No, but I know of him, and I know of his work. Yes, I know
him. I love his work. What I found is, first of all, if your PSA is above 4, you should go have another PSA done that distinguishes between total and free PSA. If you have a healthy prostate, you're producing a chemical that keeps the essentially the spermatozoa free, so that when you have sex, you can impregnate. If the semen's all bound up in a globulin hormone, it's not going to go anywhere. It's going to be ineffective. So what they're saying is that a PSA of 25% and greater free is fine. If your PSA is 10% or less, that's a good indication of prostate cancer, because when there's prostate cancer going on, a different substance is produced that's viscous and tightly binds the PSAs. So that changes the picture.
Yeah, but the medical orthodoxy doesn't want to hear any of that, because they want to treat people. And keep in mind, and we got to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to get back on track with talking about physical culture specifically. But keep in mind that fewer than 1% of all men diagnosed with prostate cancer die from prostate cancer. Now think about that for a second. Prostate cancer, there are men who are living with a form of prostate cancer for 30 years, and they're just watching it, and it's not advancing, and it's fine, and they're living with it. So think about that. Think about, they put men on androgen deprivation therapy, which brings on a host of other disorders, diabetes, visceral fat infiltration.
Worse than that. Morgenthaler's work has shown that even men with prostate cancer, in most cases, there is no debilitating effect from testosterone therapy.
Right.
The American
Cancer Society wrote a position paper. In 2008, I had the good doctor on the show, and what they did was they did a very thorough meta-analysis of all the available research, and there were over 1,100 studies in what they did. His name was Dr. Paul Godley. It took me a second to remember. And the American Cancer Society's position was androgens did not cause prostate cancer, and that men should not be discouraged from testosterone therapy. That was 2008, and no one talks about that. That's the American Cancer Society's position on prostate cancer and testosterone replacement therapy. But meanwhile,
it never got out there. Who's the doctor?
Dr. Paul Godley. Look, we have to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk specifically about training and aging, because that's the real issue here. You must keep training. And I don't care if you can't lift what you used to lift. Get your ego out of it. Stay tuned.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
You've got your devices and apps that track your activity, workouts, sleep, and diet. You have your medical records and blood work. All this data and none of it is integrated, so you can see a true snapshot of just what progress you're making and where. Now you can securely centralize all this data and become the CEO flow of your health. Heads Up Health gives you powerful dashboards, charts, and tools to connect all your data into meaningful information. One seamless platform. Go to headsuphealth.com today. Use code SHR and get 20% off your subscription. That's headsuphealth.com and use code SHR.
What if a sports nutrition company actually let you try all of their best products for free before you ever bought one? You'd be dreaming, right? Well, you're not dreaming. Head over to EFXSports.com and grab their new sample kit that includes not one, not two, but six of their top sellers. That's right, six different samples of their top sellers sent out to you immediately to try. Just cover a small shipping and handling fee, and they're on their way to you. See for yourself why EFX Sports has taken the industry by storm and why so many athletes worldwide depend on their products, dominate their competition safely and legally. Head over to EFXSports.com right now and click the EFX sample kit in the online store and get your free kit today. Once again, that's EFXSports.com.
Men and women, you've heard about hormone optimization. Do you feel like it's something you want to look into? RenewLifeRx.com is the place to start. Their doctors can help you with the solutions. RenewLifeRx.com has a simple process for lab work, consultation, and taking a deep dive into where your hormone levels can be improved. Superhuman Radio listeners get 30% off your initial lab work and consultation. Go to RenewLifeRx.com to schedule your no-obligation phone consultation today. Feel younger, get in better shape, and be more productive at RenewLifeRx.com.
Hi, I'm Ashley Grace, co-founder of H-Hemp Company. Hemp CBD improved my life so much that I started H-Hemp Company to help others naturally feel better. You don't have to have had a severe brain injury like me to benefit from H-Hemp Company products. If you're struggling to feel better, calm your brain, or better deal with daily stress and want to do so naturally, please try H-Hemp Company products. Search H-Hemp Company and use code SHR for 20% off and free shipping. That's H-Hemp Company and code SHR.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking today with Ken O'Neill. We're talking about the training continuum as you age. I have a favorite saying whenever I hear people say this. People say, but I used to. But I used to be able to go out and drink all night and go to the gym. But I used to be able to deadlift 600 pounds. And to them I say, but you used to poop in diapers. I don't see you rushing back to learn how to do that. We have to change along with change. But the one thing we shouldn't ever do is stop training. Speak on that.
What always comes to my mind is, do you remember in the late 70s, Orson Welles did commercials for Italian Swiss Colony wine?
Yes, I do. Yeah. Yeah.
The closing line was always, no wine before it's time.
Right, right.
Which to me calls to mind the whole notion of maturing. We live in a now youth culture that is very illusionary. We do mature. One of my favorite authors is a professor emeritus at the University of North Carolina Medical School, a guy named Norton Hadler. And the book that I'm going to mention that I recommend people take a look at is called Rethinking Aging, Growing Old and Living Well in an Overtreated Society. Now, what you're talking about with I used to be able to, unfortunately feeds a form of medicine that doesn't know anything about aging. We treat aging like we treat pregnancy. It's a disease. It's not a disease. It's the way we grow. And in my own experience, I've trained now 60 years. I train very differently now in some ways. Since so much of my training is a mental focus, a mind-to-body focus, there's a lot in common, except I'm having to relearn my body. I'm having to relearn, thanks to a pharmaceutical by the name of Cipro.
Yeah, right. I remember that. Yeah, you ended up taking Cipro. That was a big mistake, wasn't it?
It was a big mistake of my paleo physician even prescribing it because the FDA had notified him not to do that. I had two rounds of it. Second year, two friends warned me halfway through. But the long-term effect has been tendonitis of my left shoulder, including the long head of the bicep. It's nasty stuff. I read a piece the other day about a champion New Zealand surfer who had been on Cipro for something for nearly 2 years. He got to a point with his neck and shoulder that the pain was just so intense and all the time that he committed suicide. In my case, on Facebook, there's a group for people that have had toxic effects of fluoroquinolones. And I think, like with statin drugs, it's something the pharmaceutical and medical industries are in denial about, but independent researchers are constructing databases finding the effects are very prevalent. So what do you do when you have restriction? You learn to train differently. You're still training.
Right.
I had to buy a trap bar to do deadlifts because of the shoulder problem.
But you know what the interesting thing is? Okay, so I remember just when just 10 years ago. Well, 5 years ago. 5 years ago. I mean, I was still squatting very, very respectable weights 5 years ago. I was still deadlifting very respectable weights. And this was after a hamstring tear. And so what I've learned is I'm actually getting bigger now. But I've kind of backed off of the gas pedal. I think that I finally have started to believe the research that shows that stopping like two reps before failure is just as effective as going to failure. But there's one profound difference. And that is central nervous system degradation. When you push to failure, the central nervous system becomes so depleted that it takes days just for the central nervous system to recharge. Those muscles you could hit a second time that week or even a third time. So now that I've backed off of the gas pedal, I'm actually hitting body parts two and three times a week. And I'm growing and I'm getting stronger. So for those out there, yeah, but you're not going to. No, I am. I'm actually now handling more weight, but I'm just stopping a rep or two shy. Now, once in a while, I'll take it to failure once in a while. But, you know, for years, I treated my body, quite frankly, the way I treat my cars. You never want to buy a car that I've driven for a few years. You just don't. Because I literally am at 80 miles an hour everywhere I go. I did it to my Fiero. I'm doing it to my BMW. I just like to drive fast. I wear brakes out quickly. I wear tires out quickly. You can always tell one of my cars because the front tires are loaded with black dust from the asbestos in the brake pads, just blasting off of the brake pads. But now I figured out, you don't want to buy one of my cars after I've driven it for a while. I don't want to treat my body that way anymore.
Exactly. I've experimented over the years, and my way of working out I call orderly chaos training. I don't like to repeat the same workout twice in a row. For movements, for sets, for reps, I'm basically doing what I did when I was a kid. Experimenting. Oh, let's try something different. Now, the justification for that is in a book I read years ago by Brad Schoenfeld, I believe his name.
Yeah, he's one of the guys that I got that message from about stopping shy of failure. Yeah.
Well, he, about, what is it now, maybe 8 or 9 years ago, came out with a book from through human kinetics that basically, I think, distinguish between two types of training, the high-intensity training versus more volume. And as I recall, overall, the volume orientation is more beneficial to people over a long length of time. And I certainly think with aging. The other component I would add to it, there are two. Have you read Dorian Yates' autobiography?
I have not.
Well, Dorian Yates was coached by Mike Mentzer. And Mentzer had him on his heavy duty, which Mentzer himself rarely did. And Yates, each year, incurred more and more injuries. What stopped his career as Mr. Olympia was one of his triceps was attached to the elbow with about one-third of the connective tissue and required serious surgery, and he didn't think he could ever come back from that kind of surgery. I think he's an extreme case, but not everybody can handle those heavy poundages taken to failure. Second thing is boredom. We want to say it's all central nervous system. I agree that's a component, but I think the other component is boredom. That is very boring training to me. I like the challenge of outdoing myself. Hey, we're going to do sets of 15 today, sets of 25, sets of 6. You see what I'm getting at?
Yeah. Yeah, you got to keep changing. You got to keep changing it to keep it interesting. And
physiologically, we're constructed to do all those things.
Right.
So if we're not surfing the curve, we're really shortchanging our physiology.
Yeah. No, I agree. And that's the same thing with cardio. People who say, oh, don't do cardio. No, you are supposed to do cardio. One of our evolutionary gifts is that we could walk for very, 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 very long distances. And not exercise. I mean, until my next foot surgery in November, I'm hobbled, literally, not figuratively, I'm hobbled. But as soon as my foot is fixed, I will absolutely get back to doing an hour of cardio at least 4 days a week. And because I love it. I feel good when I do it. And my lifting improves when I do it.
I don't even call it cardio. We do foster care of rescue dogs. Anything through adoption, adopting them out through convalescence, through sanctuary care. And we have a good number of dogs here. And I walk dogs for several hours every day. And yeah. They're my coaches. They're the personal trainers. They set the pace.
One of the really only advantages I see of owning a dog, because I'm at that stage of life where I really don't want to have to own a dog and take care of it. But one of the advantages of owning a dog is it forces you to get up and move more. And that's one of the things that the sick aging phenotype falls prey to. I want to take a break. And when we come back, I want to talk a little bit about muscle maturity. Because
okay.
There's another gift that, you know, we always talk about getting older like it's a disadvantage. But what people don't realize is that as you get older, your muscles actually become more efficient. They become denser and they become harder. And that's ultimately what people are looking for. When they're training to change their physique. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more of Ken O'Neill.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You, too, can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Who ever heard of a supplement company that lets you pick the products they make and sell? What you have now, we are All American Body, a factory direct supplement brand proudly brought to you by All American Pharmaceutical. Don't pay more somewhere else. You can get the same or even better products directly from us. Now check this out. All American Body is a brand about you. Tell us what to make next so you can save big. Go ahead and request a specific ingredient. You know, arginine, citrulline, vitamin D, a product type or category, keto, greens, naturals, herbals, nootropics, and even a specific branded product or formula. We'll either copy it exactly or make it even better. And best of all, it won't cost anything close to what you've been paying, period. And if we do end up using your suggestion, you'll get the first bottle absolutely free. We'll also give you full credit on that product's description page. You'll be famous, signing autographs and people asking you to take pictures with them wherever you go. So head on over to allamericanbody.com right now. That's allamericanbody.com and make your product request today. All American Body, crazy savings, insane results.
Whether your goal is to build muscle or burn fat, you'll find everything you need at Redcon One. Need help getting a good night's sleep? Try Fade Out or the most popular pre-workout supplement on the market today, Total War. Sign up for their new Transformation Challenge and win $10,000. Or shop for apparel that people at the gym will know that you are serious about your training. Need a testosterone booster that works? Check out Boomstick. Whatever you need, you'll find the best quality supplements on the market at Redcon One. Go to redcon1.com. That's R-E-D-C-O-N, the number one.com, or go to superhumanradio.net and click the Redcon One banner ad today. For the past 4 months, I've been keeping a secret. Every night at bedtime, I tape my mouth shut with Somnifix strips. That's right, and here's why. Whether you snore or not, at some point in the night, almost all of us start breathing through our mouth. Since I've started using Somnifix strips, I've noticed that I sleep deeper and have seen improvements in my health, fitness, and cognitive function. That's because nose breathing activates the parasympathetic nervous system and improves nitric oxide production. And that leads to improved sleep immunity, carbon dioxide, oxygen exchange, and much more. Oh, and if you do snore, it'll help you stop snoring. Try Somnifix risk-free. Go to SOMNIFIX.com/SHR. Get a free trial pack of Somnifix strips today.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking today with Ken O'Neill. We're talking about the training continuum as we age. You got to stay in the gym. You got to keep training. It doesn't matter if you can't train the way you used to. And quite frankly, sometimes you're better off not training the way you used to, especially if you didn't get the kind of results you were hoping for. There's also another phenomenon that comes with age. So most of us think that, you know, aging is a death sentence. But in actuality, we come be not only become smarter, but our muscles tend to become more efficient. We see a greater density, greater hardness than we did when we were younger. Muscle bellies may not be as full looking, but they're clearly grainier and harder. And that's because muscle definitely becomes more efficient the more you train it. In fact, I don't know if you know, I've been following a gal on Facebook who is an IFBB pro named Tammy Nesland. I hope I'm pronouncing her name right. And she posted a picture the other day of one of her first competition 18 years ago, and now a picture of her now. And, you know, I said, wow, I mean, the difference is amazing. You look so much better today than then. And I get it. She wasn't training as long yet, but also there's something to be said about the actual anatomical changes of muscle as we age. Speak about that a little bit.
How old is she?
I don't know. I never want to guess a woman's age because that will only bring fire and brimstone down on you. I don't know. I think she's probably my age or in that range. She's probably in her late 50s, I would say. I mean, I just turned 60. So I think that she's in that
age. Well,
but she,
she's
beautiful. She's the most amazing representation of the mature female athlete that you'll find.
I'm very biased in that direction. I see bodybuilder women that are in their 40s look young to me. When they're in their 50s, there's a maturation that occurs that is phenomenal. Now we're seeing women in their 60s and 70s and even early 80s that are competing.
And they actually are winning opens. They look better than the young girls. And don't get me wrong, the young girls are beautiful. But, you know, it's reviving the notion that women at any age can have spectacular physiques and look fantastic. You gotta be disciplined. You gotta do the work. It doesn't happen. You know, it's not about the supplements. It's not about the drugs. It's about the consistency more than anything else.
That's right. It's about the consistency. I'll add to that. In July of 2011, here in Austin, there was the huge dedication and banquet for the Weider Physical Culture Museum at the University of Texas. And on hand were about 150 physical culturists that most of whom had been on the covers of magazines over the last 50 years. It was a who's who gathering. Bill Pearl was 80 years old. A doctor went with me. My doctor's comment, and he's a former board examiner of the American Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine, is that the bodybuilders assembled that evening looked to be at least 20 years younger than their chronological age. I think that the most spectacular condition there was Boyer Coe. Boyer was in his probably mid-60s. Phenomenal. Maybe better than ever. Frank Zane looks great. Frank isn't carrying the size that he did in earlier years, but and it's a different structure. Boyer's mentor was there. He was close to 80. He was just back from a 500-mile biking excursion in Spain. Red Laryl. You ever heard of Red Laryl?
No, no.
1960 AAU Mr. America. He's still running a gym in the Baton Rouge area of Louisiana. The list is not confined to women. Men and women are, you know, we're seeing a new phenotype. And we have to, I think, take into account that the weight training only becomes credible after World War II. Even more so with roughly our generation, people my age group, your age group. When I was in high school, the coaches and the doctors told us, don't do that, it'll make you muscle bound. You'll gain all that muscle, and when you quit working out, it'll turn into fat. By what physiology that happened, I don't know. But that's what we were told. We've gone on to become intentional mutants, if you will.
You know, I want to talk about the sick aging phenotype for a second, right? So we just assume, I think most people, most Americans, I'll say, not the people in this audience, but most Americans, I think if you ask them, do you think that you will develop a disease in your lifetime? I would venture a guess that at least 80% of them would say, yeah. And they'll justify it by saying, my sister got this or my dad died of that. And we have been conned into thinking that the only way to live a long life is to accept the diseases and take drugs for them. And the part of the problem is that humans are very, very short-sighted. They're very myopic. They don't remember or acknowledge history. We it's almost like every generation starts from scratch all over again. The inherited intelligence is somehow wiped out. We don't build on the trajectory of the previous generation. And as a result of that, we forget that people in the, and I just came back from Ireland, and I actually went through cemeteries from the, you know, 11th, 12th, 13th century, and found more than enough people who lived into the 7th, 8th, and 9th decade of their lives. You know, this idea that, oh, we're living longer and that's why we have all these diseases. We forget that people in the 1300s, in the 1400s, in the 1500s, and all the way up through the early 1800s, because it all started to go wrong in the middle 1800s, lived.
What happened then, Carl?
Well, we fell in love with chemicals, chemistry, and science.
No, we fell in love with the Industrial Revolution and technology.
Well, yes, and I've actually talked about that whole notion that three meals a day was created by the Industrial Revolution because they didn't want to pay you to eat all day, so they said you eat at home in the morning, you eat at home in the evening, and we'll pay you for one meal in the afternoon. All of a sudden, people became compartmentalized when they eat. But the point is, we will not acknowledge the truth. And the truth is that people live to be 70, 80, 90, and even 100 without cholesterol medications, without blood pressure medications, without any doctor. They didn't even see doctors back then, unless you had a leg cut off or a farm implement
right.
accident.
Well, there's several things to say about that. First of all, a culture without a sense of its past, it has no future.
Bingo.
And our culture has made a transition from any kind of wisdom it might have had to a technological culture. We believe in technology. We worship fact and data, and they keep changing. We don't have a wisdom base that says live this way and things fall in place, which is one of the things I'm out to accomplish. I call this life renaissance, life culture renaissance is what we're after in the stuff that I'm doing. We need a renaissance that values a culture of life instead of a culture of fact and abstraction, which keep changing. Secondly, they keep changing because our science it has been commodified. It's been turned into a whore to support industries that like Monsanto that pollute us in the food processing and in the pharmaceuticals, which we collectively worship and believe are going to make us well again. I mean, our culture right now is preposterously delusional about health and fitness. If we had a wisdom culture, we would be trained from birth to be active, and not only active, but, you know, if we look out to the mysterious East, they're going to tell you that being active is fun. They're going to stress feeling, being in touch with what you're feeling. Now, the people that go to the gym and work out come out feeling well. We know part of that because their biochemistry changes. Whether or not we know their biochemistry changes, we always know they're feeling better. Now, if we were to go to Japan, we would learn that physical culture has a lot to do with a healthy sex life, too. There are cultures that emphasize not the meaning of life, but the bliss of life. And that bliss of life is fitness. Am I making sense?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And what you're really discussing is both the intrinsic and extrinsic value of training.
The wisdom of training.
Well, yeah. The things that you get from it besides the physiological changes in your body. And there's no doubt about it, no matter what disease state you're fighting, you will always fare better if you continue to train. But, the ego is what keeps people from training, in my humble opinion. Dr. Jeff Galini just came back from a class reunion, 40-year class reunion, high school. I guess, and we talked about on the air the other day, you know, some of the guys are still in shape from the football team, but most of them aren't. Most of them just stopped. And the reality is that the reason most guys stop is because of what I started the show with, and that is I can't do that anymore. That one thing which was tied to my identity in the gym.
Right, but that ends up being cultural. That ego is socially constructed. It doesn't come out of nowhere, and it doesn't come out of karma. It comes out of our social construction, the information we're getting on media, the news, and so on. And it's tilted. Two things happened in the 1980s that I just can't believe that we ignore. 1986, the Paleolithic Prescription was published, which compared modern Western people with extant hunter-gatherer people and found that the diseases that we take for granted as being normal don't exist amongst hunter-gatherers. They don't even have words for them, that they're cultural baggage that we're creating. Then 2 years later, Evans and Rosenberg at Tufts investigated the age-old conviction that muscle wasting is a normal condition of aging. Their conclusion? Muscle wasting causes premature aging and metabolic breakdown. Metabolic breakdown and chronic degenerative disease are the same thing.
Right. Interesting. And I, when I started doing this show, it'll be 13 years this November. For the first year or so, I signed off every show saying these words: muscle is metabolic currency, so get into the gym and make a deposit today. And my argument was, you're saving money, you've got a financial plan, but you don't have a metabolic plan. And so you're going to have all this money, but guess who's going to get it? The nursing home, because they're the ones that are going to have to change your diaper and face you at the TV when you want to watch a TV show because you didn't go in and make those metabolic deposits. I want to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I just want to change the subject just a little bit. We have a second interview at 1:30 today. That's the live time. To talk about some components of CBD that actually could improve the survival rate of pancreatic cancer. I want to talk about something you mentioned to me, that you actually use CBD with some of the dogs that you take care of, okay?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
If you suffer from abdominal bloating, relief is here. Introducing
Atrantil.
Developed by a board-certified gastroenterologist, it relieves bloating where it starts, in the small bowel. That's why
Atrantil
works while other remedies don't. In clinical trials, 88% of bloating sufferers who use prescription medications with no relief found
Atrantil
relieve their symptoms, and it's available without a prescription because
Atrantil
is made from a patented molecular combination of botanical extracts. It's not a probiotic. Plus, it's natural, vegan, gluten-free, and non-GMO.
Atrantil, Atrantil.
Atrantil. Even the name is proven to make you feel better.
Go to lovemytummy.com and use code SHR for 10% off. That's code SHR at lovemytummy.com. Lovemytummy.com.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improves the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
Hi, I'm Ashley Grace, co-founder of H Hemp Company. Hemp CBD improved my life so much that I started H Hemp Company to help others naturally feel better. You don't have to have had a severe brain injury like me to benefit from H Hemp Company products. If you're struggling to feel better, calm your brain, or better deal with daily stress and want to do so naturally, please try H Hemp Company products. Search H Hemp Company and use code SHR for 20% off and free shipping. That's H-Hemp Company and code SHR.
You've got your devices and apps that track your activity, workouts, sleep, and diet. You have your medical records and blood work. All this data and none of it is integrated, so you can see a true snapshot of just what progress you're making and where. Now you can securely centralize all this data and become the CEO of your health. Heads Up Health gives you powerful dashboards, charts, and tools to connect all your data into meaningful information. One seamless platform. Go to headsuphealth.com today. Use code SHR and get 20% off your subscription. That's headsuphealth.com and use code SHR.
What if a sports nutrition company actually let you try all of their best products for free before you ever bought one? You'd be dreaming, right? Well, you're not dreaming. Head over to EFXSports.com and grab their new sample kit that includes not one, not two, but six of their top sellers. That's right, six different samples of their top sellers sent out to you immediately to try. Just cover a small shipping and handling fee, and they're on their way to you. See for yourself why EFX Sports has taken the industry by storm and why so many athletes worldwide depend on their products, dominate their competition safely and legally. Head over to EFXSports.com right now and click the EFX sample kit in the online store and get your free kit today. Once again, that's EFXSports.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. So a little bit later in the show, Ashley Grace is going to join us. We're going to talk about some new research on cannabidiol, which come from hemp. They don't have to come from marijuana, cannabis. And so when I told you that I'd be having him on the show to talk about this, you said that you're actually using CBD with some of the dogs that you care for.
Yeah, we have quite a few dogs. And some of them are what we're now calling sanctuary dogs due to either medical or behavioral or age health conditions. They're here for the rest of their life. And one of them is a little girl named Maggie, who I think we've come to understand what was triggering her. She was having seizures. Last time she had a topical dose of, I think it's ivermectin and a flea repellent administered topically. She had something like a dozen seizures in a day. That was the worst. The pattern had been growing. At this point, we've eliminated ivermectin. She's on phenobarbital, small doses, and the cannabis oil now as well. And adding that cannabis oil has really, really helped smooth her out.
Now, is this cannabis oil or is this CBD oil?
CBD. I'm not real up to speed on the...
obviously, cannabis is only legal in some states today. And even then, it's not federally legal. CBD comes from hemp, which... has very little THC in it, below what the government considers as being capable of causing psychoactive effects. And so CBD is legal now in just about every state when it comes from hemp and not from cannabis. That's the distinction.
Well, I think she's buying it in Texas, and Texas is not...
They don't have legalized marijuana, so that's probably from hemp. That's probably from hemp. Interestingly enough, Kentucky, the bluegrass state, is growing some of the best hemp right now. And it makes perfect sense, right? Because we grow tobacco. And we used to have, there was a guy named Johnny Boone. And there's a book about this. If you want to read an interesting book, it's called The Cornbread Mafia. And there's a guy named Johnny Boone who used to live in Raywick County, Kentucky, who back in the 70s started, he bought a farm. It was like a 100-acre farm. He planted corn on the periphery of the farm, but planted marijuana inside the corn. And he was doing this for years, and he was producing some of the greatest strains of marijuana. possible, taking advantage of the agricultural advances that we have here and the quality soil. And then once the sheriff's department in Raywick County got their first helicopter, like, they couldn't figure out where all the marijuana was coming from. They just couldn't figure it out. People were coming in from California and getting busted leaving with like 600 pounds of marijuana. It's like, where are they getting this stuff from, this little town here? Once they got the helicopter and they were able to fly over, they saw what he was doing. And then, if you read the book, he started literally traveling around the country and setting up farms and having to stay one step ahead of the government. And he went into hiding, and they finally found him somewhere in South America and extradited him. But nonetheless, so we are actually growing some of the greatest hemp, organic hemp with the highest concentrations of cannabidiols and terpenes and all the things that are really good about it here in Kentucky. And while the government keeps saying that CBD has no medical value, they hold the patent. You heard me right. The CDC holds the patent on CBD as a pain reliever. Now, think about this. The government is telling people CBD does nothing, but yet they went out of their way to get a patent on using it to control pain.
Yeah, well, that's not uncommon with CDC. They went after, there's a doctor in East Texas, Stanislav, don't remember his name, he's an MD, PhD, that developed protocols for about, and patented, I think about 18 pharmaceuticals for curing cancer. And the FDA made immense, CDC, one of them went after his patents.
Sure. And I don't want to get off of CBD for a second, but the CDC holds 22 vaccine patents. Just think about that next time they're telling you that vaccines are safe and you should take them. But anyway, so CBD is being used. And I want to talk about something else for a second that people may not realize that I shared with you when I was training this morning at the gym. So you said that it was most likely a topical. What was this topical stuff you put on the dog?
Ivermectin.
What is it used for?
Heartworm.
Okay. Who remembers the mad cow disease epidemic in the United States? Raise your hand. Okay, I see a lot of you raising
your hand.
Yeah. Right. So who remembers them announcing that it would go away? Oh, nobody, right? We heard about mad cow disease. They scared the bejeebus out of us about eating beef. But just somehow, mysteriously, I guess they cured it. Did you hear about the cure, or they found the reason, or how did they eradicate mad cow disease? Oh, wait, they found out that the mad cow disease, the prions being found in cows' brains, basically the Epstein-Jacobs syndrome or something like that, was actually a result of the fly wipe. For those of you who've never worked with large animals like horses and cows, flies can really terrorize these poor animals. I mean, horses and cows, they literally get eaten up and they get infections, they get open wounds. So they put something on the animal, and it's called fly wipe. It's a liquid. You put it on a cloth. You rub it on the animal's hair. It drips down and gets on the skin, and it repels flies. They found out that the fly wipe that they were using, a particular brand of fly wipe, was causing mad cow disease. Did you hear about that? Oh, no, you didn't. But meanwhile, where is mad cow disease? How did they eradicate it? How did they get rid of it? Did they give animals vaccines? No. They stopped using that fly wipe, and miraculously, mysteriously, the mad cow disease went away. So when you put something on your animal that a doctor, a veterinarian prescribes, don't think it can't kill or hurt that animal.
Sounds like Roundup.
What's that?
Sounds like Roundup.
Yeah, right. Sounds like everything they do to humans, right? We're doing it to our pets now.
Well, you know, I think if there's a take-home point about training and age and health and longevity, one of the things, nonconformity, we simply have to develop a culture that we can go to for reliable sources of information about what to say no to, what to avoid. We're in a place now with fly wipes, with vaccines, who knows what, that our experts, our high priests, the ones that we trust, intentionally or not, are betraying us. I'm really reluctant to take anything pharmaceutical at this point, unless I've done a lot of research.
So I don't know that you heard the show or saw the fact that I did a show the other day on vaccines, autoimmunity, and the changing nature of childhood disease with Dr. Thomas Cowan.
I've got to listen to that.
No, you do have to listen, because here's his assertion, and he has science to prove it. And I don't mean shoddy science. The same science that vaccine proponents use to support the effectiveness of vaccines has a mysterious little dark side to it that they don't talk about. And that is this. The adjuvants used in vaccines to cause the immune system to wage a wholesale war on the Th2 side of immunity so that you get the antibodies to protect you against a particular virus. Don't do that just for the specific virus. They do it to the entire immune system. Basically what vaccines do, and he didn't like me using this term, but it's a colloquial term we're using today that sums up and means something to the population. What vaccines do is they weaponize the immune system against the entire population of tissue in your body. There is a direct correlation to the rise in autoimmunity today and the use of vaccines. And he shows this. And in fact, there is an organization in Europe that focuses exclusively on vaccines. And the head of the organization is a brilliant scientist from Israel. And he has said these words, but you just don't hear them here in the United States, because all of the companies that make vaccines, interestingly enough, are U.S.-based companies. They have international presences, but they're U.S.-based companies. They have a lot of money invested in you using vaccines. They don't want you to know that when they use that adjuvant, which is often aluminum or something similar, that aluminum doesn't tell the immune system just go after the flu virus. It tells the immune system go after everything you think is dangerous. And sometimes the immune system thinks your thyroid is dangerous and you end up with Hashimoto's disease. And sometimes your immune system thinks your eyes are dangerous and you end up with glaucoma. We know that glaucoma is now an autoimmune disease. Parkinson's disease is an autoimmune disease. So when we were children, and you even before me, we got maybe 4 or 5 vaccines. Today, the average child gets 65 vaccines before the age of 5. Think about that.
That's obscene.
And he also points out that vaccines don't work because they only activate the Th2 side of the immune system, which is the deployment of the system that fights it. It doesn't activate the Th1 part of it, which is the intracellular immune system. So what ends up happening is you need boosters because the vaccines don't work. And he said, and I asked him, I said, what about herd immunity? He said, herd immunity is false. If you really want herd immunity, let people get the viruses and live through them. Then the mother, when she breastfeeds the baby gets the immunity. But if your mother takes a vaccine that only mounts the Th2 side of the immune system, which is the antibody side, then the baby needs a vaccine too someday.
That's disgusting.
But just think about that. Vaccines work. They cause the immune system to mount an all-out war. And you know what happens when all-out wars? There's a lot of friendly fire. Lots of people die that aren't intended to. Well, your immune system it goes beyond just attacking the virus. It starts to attack the body.
Well, I'm beginning to learn that canine vaccinations are another money-making racket.
Of course. People love their dogs. They're cashing in. The veterinarians are cashing in on the fact that people love their animals. I mean, to some people, their animals are their children. You wouldn't put your child in harm's way. Why would you do something that you knowingly may put your dog? So the veterinarians, they play on that. Oh, well, you need to give your dog a vaccine. You need to do this for your dog. You need to do that. And they're getting so much money from it.
Yeah. I've caught ones that want to do rabies every year. Rabies, you can at least get a 3-year shot, you know, once every 3. They're not going to make as much doing it that way.
Yeah. Anyway, what do we have? Do we have anything to plug for you? Are you doing any speaking engagements? I know that you do travel and speak sometimes.
Well, we're in transition, Carl, you and me.
Yeah, and you're taking on the Trans-Evolutionary Fitness Radio podcast yourself now. Exactly.
Yeah. I'm going to be bringing that up with a new. I've had the Trans-Evolutionary blog since 2011. What I'm doing now is converting that to WordPress. You gave me a clue there. I can convert that to a website that will house at least 2 blogs. The Trans-Evolutionary Fit, which will continue that line of work, and another one called Other. And the one about Other is the other way, the gnosis. What I'm looking at there is developing a mind that is free and that can do critical thinking and a lot creative thinking and a lot more that's crucial to developing that life culture renaissance that we all want. We want to get away from this crap that's surrounding us. So the new website will be doing that. Dr. Scott Hurley is talking about coming on board. His focus is non-Western medicine. He's not a doctor. His wife is a doctor of classical Chinese medicine and naturopathic. We're looking at alternatives of work. We're looking at real science. So all those things will be under the transevolutionaryfitness.com website that's coming up in the next week or two.
That's excellent. That's all good news. And
we have to acknowledge Carl. None of this would have even started. The blog started, but Carl has worked with me twice now doing podcasts and I'll be back here with Carl, and Carl will be on my podcast.
There you go. Hey, that'll be a pleasure. I'd like to do that. And in fact, at the end of this month, I'm flying to Los Angeles to do Tom Bilyeu's Health Theory podcast, which gets like 6 million views on YouTube every time he does
it. Wow.
Yeah, and I'm really flattered to be. He actually asked me a year ago, but I had a lot of things going on at the show, and then I had the foot surgery, and I thought the foot would be better by now, but obviously I need surgery in November, so I'm going at the end of this month to be out there in Los Angeles. I'm going to be staying with Joel Green one night. I'm going to stay with Ron Penna a couple nights and his lovely wife, Shannon Yorton Penna, the daughter of Chet Yorton.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she's an amazing athlete, too. She's another one. She's another freak of nature. I mean, she's just amazing. But anyway,
I remember Chet Norton from the early 60s in San Francisco in AAU competitions. He was phenomenal.
Yeah, he was a phenom too. And she's got his genes. There's no doubt about it. But yeah, so I'll be out in Los Angeles at the end of the month and doing that. So I'm excited. So I'm trying to get around and get on other people's podcasts now. I'm trying to spread myself around a little bit more. So I'd be honored to do the show as a guest.
Be fun.
Hi, Ken. Thanks for being here today, brother.
Thanks.
Talk to you later. We're going to take one quick commercial break. When we come back, I have to apologize. I made a big mistake yesterday, and a bunch of you called me out on it. And we'll talk about that when we come back. Stay tuned.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing.
That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest protein bar, now comes the Quest high-protein potato chips. With 21 grams of high-quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improves the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
Men and women, you've heard about hormone optimization. Do you feel like it's something you want to look into? RenewLifeRx.com is the place to start. Their doctors can help you with the solutions. RenewLifeRx.com has a simple process for lab work, consultation, and taking a deep dive into where your hormone levels can be improved. Superhuman Radio listeners get 30% off your initial lab work and consultation. Go to RenewLifeRx.com to schedule your no-obligation phone consultation today. Feel younger, get in better shape, and be more productive at RenewLifeRx.com.
For the past 4 months, I've been keeping a secret. Every night at bedtime, I tape my mouth shut with Somnifix strips. That's right, and here's why. Whether you snore or not, at some point in the night, almost all of us start breathing through our mouth. Since I've started using Somnifix strips, I've noticed that I sleep deeper and have seen improvements in my health, fitness, and cognitive function. That's because nose breathing activates the parasympathetic nervous system and improves nitric oxide production. And that leads to improved sleep immunity, carbon dioxide, oxygen exchange, and much more. Oh, and if you do snore, it'll help you stop snoring. Try Somnifix risk-free. Go to SOMNIFIX.com/SHR. Get a free trial pack of Somnifix strips today.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
My daughter Sydney just walked in. She's going to be 21 on the 27th. I actually did a show with her back in like 2007. I have to dig it up and play it. It's a really cute show. You were so little and you had raised money for like Dare to Care or something like that. You and your friend had a lemonade stand, you said. And your voice is so little. And you're like, huh? Yeah, you sound like the mouse. I used to call you Mouse. And you look beautiful. You really do. And she's going to be 21 on the 27th. She's becoming such a big girl. I can't believe it. I used to change your diaper. I know, right? Do we? A little too much information right there. But anyway, I got to say something. So yesterday I made a big mistake. Sit down. Just push that stuff off the chair. Yesterday I made a big mistake and some of you called me out on it. So I did this whole elaborate discussion about metagenic supplements and how now they're available at the Superhuman Radio website. And I said you get 20% off. And I got messages on Facebook and emails to the on-air at superhumanradio.net email address saying that you said there's a 20% off discount, but you didn't give the coupon code. And so when I did the transcript of the podcast yesterday, I found out that people were right. I was like, of course I gave the coupon code. I'm a professional. I do this for a living. Well, sure enough, I was wrong, and you were right. So apparently a lot of you are buying Metagenics products through your doctors, and right now you can save 20% off by going to superhumanradio.net. There's a Metagenics skyscraper banner ad on the right-hand side of the homepage that rotates. But the easiest way to find it is to click any podcast at all. And when you brought to the second page, you'll see the Metagenics banner ad at the very, very top of the page. You click that, and the store is run by Dr. Paul Constanti. He's a doctor here in town. I've had him on the show. We've talked about stem cell therapy. And you can get 20% off anything you buy, and there's no limit. You could buy one thing, you could buy 10 things, whatever it is, you get 20% off. You use the coupon code, all one word, try Metagenics. It's TryMetagenics, and get 20% off. Metagenics is the premier nutraceutical and supplement company in the world. And I say that with all honesty. They have every kind of supplement for every kind of issue. They spend $7 million a year in research and development. They do studies on the efficacy of every one of their supplements. They are the kind of supplement company we've always said we wish you could find. And so go to superhumanradio.net, browse their website, see if there's anything in there you like. Use the coupon code TRYMETAGENICS, all one word, and save 20% off anything you buy, no minimum whatsoever. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and run the break again. And when we come back, we're going to be joined by Ashley Grace, and we're going to talk about this new research that shows that cannabidiol may actually extend the life of people with pancreatic cancer. It's a very, very exciting discussion. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Super Human Radio.
Nutrition company actually let you try all of their best products for free before you ever bought one. You'd be dreaming, right? Well, you're not dreaming. Head over to EFXSports.com and grab their new sample kit that includes not one, not two, but six of their top sellers. That's right, six different samples of their top sellers sent out to you immediately to try. Just cover a small shipping and handling fee, and they're on their way to you. See for yourself why EFX Sports has taken the industry by storm and why so many athletes worldwide depend on their products, dominate their competition safely and legally. Head over to EFXSports.com right now and click the EFX sample kit in the online store and get your free kit today. Once again, that's EFXSports.com.
Men and women, you've heard about hormone optimization. Do you feel like it's something you want to look into? RenewLifeRx.com is the place to start. Their doctors can help you with the solutions. RenewLifeRx.com has a simple process for lab work, consultation, and taking a deep dive into where your hormone levels can be improved. Superhuman Radio listeners get 30% off your initial lab work and consultation. Go to RenewLifeRx.com to schedule your no-obligation phone consultation today. Feel younger, get in better shape, and be more productive at RenewLifeRx.com.
If you suffer from abdominal bloating, relief is here. Introducing
Atrantil.
Developed by a board-certified gastroenterologist, it relieves bloating where it starts, in the small bowel. That's why
Atrantil
works while other remedies don't. In clinical trials, 88% of bloating sufferers who use prescription medications with no relief found
Atrantil
relieve their symptoms, and it's available without a prescription because
Atrantil
is made from a patented molecular combination of botanical extracts. It's not a probiotic, plus it's natural, vegan, gluten-free, and non-GMO.
Atrantil, Atrantil.
Atrantil. Even the name is proven to make you feel better.
Go to lovemytummy.com and use code SHR for 10% off. That's code SHR at lovemytummy.com. Lovemytummy.com.
Whether your goal is to build muscle or burn fat, you'll find everything you need at Redcon One. Need help getting a good night's sleep? Try Fade Out, or the most popular pre-workout supplement on the market today, Total War. Sign up for their new Transformation Challenge and win $10,000. Or shop for apparel that people at the gym will know that you are serious about your training. Need a testosterone booster that works? Check out Boomstick. Whatever you need, you'll find the best quality supplements on the market at Redcon One. Go to redcon1.com. That's R-E-D-C-O-N, the number one.com, or go to superhumanradio.net and click the Redcon One banner ad today.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
You've got your devices and apps that track your activity, workouts, sleep, and diet. You have your medical records and blood work. All this data and none of it is integrated, so you can see a true snapshot of just what progress you're making and where. Now you can securely centralize all this data and become the CEO of your health. Heads Up Health gives you powerful dashboards, charts, and tools to connect all your data into meaningful information. One seamless platform. Go to headsuphealth.com today. Use code SHR and get 20% off your subscription. That's headsuphealth.com and use code SHR.
Hi, I'm Ashley Grace, co-founder of H-Hemp Company. Hemp CBD improved my life so much that I started H-Hemp Company to help others naturally feel better. You don't have to have had a severe brain injury like me to benefit from H-Hemp Company products. If you're struggling to feel better, calm your brain, or better deal with daily stress and want to do so naturally, please try H-Hemp Company products. Search H-Hemp Company and use code SHR for 20% off and free shipping. That's H-Hemp Company and code SHR.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Hey, welcome back. So, hemp, CBD, and its big brother, cannabis, continue to be in the news because of emerging research. And the research tends to be very good, and it makes perfect sense to me because we evolved under the influence of these molecules, the terpenes, the cannabidiol, and other things that are found in these plants. And proof of that is that we have a endocannabinoid system that includes receptors on cells in the brain and on other tissue, and we produce cannabinoids. Think about that. When people are telling you how bad they are for you, and a new study was just published that showed very, very promising evidence that CBD from hemp or from cannabis, either one, can be very influential in the outcome of the most deadly of cancers, pancreatic cancer. If you're not already aware, the death rate of pancreatic cancer in the first year after diagnosis is like less than 10% actually live past the first year. And even after treatment, most of the people don't live 5 years. It's a very, very aggressive cancer. It's a horrible cancer. My guest is Ashley Grace. How you doing, Ashley?
Good, Carl. How are you today?
Welcome back. And people, and we'll get to your story here in a little bit because you've been, you've had a powerful experience with these types of molecules in your own life. But before we talk about that, I want to talk about this research. So, obviously, this was done on rodents. That's where all research starts. And now they're going to have to do it on humans. But here's the Reader's Digest version of the research. They had 4 groups of mice. They all were genetically predisposed to pancreatic cancer. They raise them that way. 10 were given just CBD by itself. 8 were given the chemo drug by itself, and the chemo drug is called gemcitabine. I'm trying to pronounce that properly. It's the one that they use for pancreatic cancer. 7 were given both CBD and the chemo drug, and then 9 were given the placebo. The placebo group died on average in 19 days. The CBD group alone, by themselves, this is statistically significant. They lived just over 25 days. Keep in mind that the group that got just the chemo only lived 28 days. So that puts the CBD by itself almost on equal footing as far as its life-preserving effect as the chemo. And keep in mind, chemo has horrible, horrible side effects where it destroys other tissue in the body. Most people who get chemotherapy don't die of the cancer. They die of conditions developed as a result of exposure to chemo. CBD doesn't do that to you. So when you consider that the CBD group by themselves got 25 days of life and the chemo group got 28, but they had to be a horrible 28 days of life. When they combine the two, when they combine the CBD and the chemo, these rodents live for almost twice as long, 53 days after starting the treatment. And I have to believe that the CBD probably mitigated some of the harmful negative side effects that we see from the chemo. So this particular research flies in the face of the CDC's assertion just months ago with their release of a paper that made it all over the internet and national news that CBD has no medical efficacy whatsoever. All of a sudden, they're wrong. Oh, go figure. What do you think, Ashley?
Very interesting. Thanks for sharing the details of that study, Carl. Powerful. I had a very close friend pass away of pancreatic cancer years ago, and you're exactly right. It was, you know, it was under 90 days from the time he told me he was, you know, sick to the time he passed away. So horrible things. And this, what we need is we need more research. We need more human trials and double blinded placebos done, like has been done for epilepsy. You know, they've recently completed that. Epidiolex was approved as a drug for epilepsy, which is a CBD derived directly from the hemp plant is what that product is. And it's unfortunate that we don't have more research like that. You know, just because there's a lot of people out there who are needing answers. And there's also a lot of people out there who are selling stuff, making claims, you know, saying, hey, you know, we cure cancer and that kind of stuff. And that's not appropriate.
Right.
You know, it's just not appropriate to make those types of claims. And the fact that we don't have the research is what's leading, I think, the industry and so many people to start making those claims is because they're just trying to get awareness. So it's a promising finding. I'm very happy to hear about that study. And I would love to see that continue on and go into human trials and for the DEA to get out of the way so that those human trials can go faster and more broadly, because there's a lot of promise here.
Well, this particular study was done at the College of London in the UK, and I don't know if you're aware of this, but I have a good friend there, Andrew Scarborough, who by using nutritional therapies eliminated his own astrocytoma. And I can't say that he uses CBD because CBD is illegal in the UK. But he has told me that it has profound effects on seizures, which is a side effect quite often of when, depending on where you have a tumor in your head.
Right.
And I just had a guy on the show just minutes before you, Ken O'Neill. And we segued into a discussion because he cares for dogs, sick dogs. And he has a dog that was, that's developed like 30 or 50 seizures a day after being having an application of a topical heartworm medication rubbed on her. And the only thing that would control and literally made the seizures stop was human grade CBD. They started giving the dog CBD oil in Texas and the seizures stopped. But prior to that, the dog was like having 30 to 50 seizures a day.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like I said, and the good news on that point is for seizures, as at least for epilepsy, you know, the proof is in, you know, the studies have been done. The FDA has ruled, and now people that have that condition can go get a prescription for it. You know, obviously, you know, companies like H-Hemp and others are trying to, provide natural dietary supplements of the, you know, the foundation and the full spectrum cannabinoids that exist, and, you know, are staying away from making any claims associated with that. But the bottom line is it's good for you. So that's enough of a claim, you know, for me at this point, even though I know that there's a lot of people out there making very, you know, broad-based claims that are just not appropriate.
Yeah, no, and that happens anytime there's an emerging industry. You have your hucksters and your charlatans. It doesn't matter what it is. But they then get weeded. We saw this in stem cell. You know, when stem cell yep. first became popular, there were people out there, you know, injecting dubious things into people and claiming they were stem cells and saying they were going to cure this and cure that, and they didn't. So clearly, now that's been eradicated. It's pretty much under control now. But there's something else that needs to be discussed as well. And that is that the same widespread demonization of CBD because of its big brother cannabis has kind of tainted it a little bit. That makes people think that this is the same thing as cannabis. But more importantly, where the research is allowed to be done, we are actually seeing cannabis, the THC component, contributing its own benefits in treating things like Parkinson's disease and certain cancers. And it was you who taught me that claiming that something is a full spectrum CBD, but removing the THC from it, because even hemp has minuscule amounts of THC that while will not produce a psychoactive effect at any dose, that THC, that little residual THC, plays an important role in facilitating the benefits of the terpenes and the cannabidiols. You taught me that on this show. In fact, I did a video, and it to this day, I mean, it's got like 23,000 views, where I talk about a painful injection I gave myself one day because I'm on HRT and I inject myself in my quads, and every so often, I don't know if I hit a nerve or what, but it's just so hurts for days. And I just had gotten my new bottle of H-Hemp, and I did a pretty big dose by any comparison. I think I did like two full dropfuls. But then like about 10, 15 minutes later, I had to get up to go get the mail, and I got up, and I realized the pain was gone in my leg. And so we're now starting to see people going, wait a minute, THC plays a role in this. Are we short-sighted to be demonizing this plant that has potential amazing benefits, especially in Parkinson's disease management? And I know that you kind of have a foot in each boat today, right? You know, you're in the CBD from hemp world, but you're also now in the THC side of it too, because you are actually not only the co-founder of H-Hemp, but you are the general manager of a company called Stillwater Ingredients, right?
Yes. Yes, I am. And nobody really has these answers, Carl. I mean, we got a lot of anecdotes. There's not a lot of research, and it's frustrating for many of us. And I'm learning just like everybody else is. And, you know, what I've learned through this process, and I've learned this just by watching people respond and getting, you know, consumer feedback from people who are using the products. And, you know, there are clearly benefits just from CBD by itself. You know, there are people who believe that the full spectrum dimension adds an extra layer of efficacy and it works better for them. And again, that's kind of where the research needs to be applied. But right now we do know CBD by itself works because the epileptic studies that were done by, for Epidiolex by GW Pharma, all of that has been done on a CBD isolate. You know, everything starts as a full spectrum, you know, hemp product. But what they do is they isolate out the CBD, and that's what's the basis of that drug. And the basis of that study is that that drug, isolated CBD, performed better than a placebo at a statistical level, and that's why they got approval. Now, what has not been done is would a full spectrum variety, which in other words would contain more than CBD, maybe a little THC, maybe some terpenes. But as you start to define that, this is why it gets difficult, because what is really a full spectrum? It's hard to really isolate that down. And it also becomes more of a genetic conversation, because the genetics that are used, for example, in H hemp products, are the same, you know, Charlotte's Web genetics that are out there and have been around. But does that mean that that's going to work better than isolated CBD? We don't know. For some people, anecdotally, like yourself, you're reporting, hey, it feels like this works better for me. And you're not alone. But there's a lot of people, like I said, who are getting benefit from the CBD itself. And I think at the end of the day, the summary would be for people to give it a try. There's not, you know, it's non-psychoactive. So it's, you know, the benefits associated with medical marijuana are often present with CBD, for many people. Give it a try. You don't have anything to worry about in terms of side effects. You're not going to get higher as a result of it. And it very well could change your life, like it's changed mine and many others.
Talk about your story briefly. You had a severe head injury, right?
Yes, I took I used to be quite an athlete, the weekend athlete anyway, and played a lot of softball. And I took one of those where I'm running for the ball and I'm screaming, I got it. And everybody hears me except for the guy running toward me on my team. And as I dove for the ball, his knee connected with my orbital bone in my face, and luckily didn't kill me. It was a very violent collision, traumatic brain injury. I've got two plates in my face, 8 screws. I had a history of migraines and muscle spasms and just bad life, bad quality of life. And, I discovered the hemp CBD and I don't want to make claims here, but I can just tell you, I don't have the severity of problems or the frequency of the problems that I had anywhere near that. And that's my personal story. And that's what got me into the industry and made me want to kind of focus on spreading awareness and being an evangelist for this amazing plant-based, product, plant-based foods. Like you said, our bodies make cannabinoids. When I learned that, it made all the sense in the world. And there's a theory that deficiency in cannabinoids in humans is what's causing a lot of the problems that we're having today. And so by replacing the endocannabinoids with phytocannabinoids, which just means plant-based cannabinoids, like those found in H-hemp and other products, then you're filling that cannabinoid deficiency and thus restoring homeostatic balance to the body, and you're able to then better defend yourself against a variety of calamities.
Okay, I want to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, I want to kind of start to talk a little bit about THC, because obviously it's still illegal here in most places in the United States, but there are some states, obviously, that have adopted both medical and recreational use of marijuana. Are the universities in those states able to start doing research on it, or because it's not federally approved yet, are their hands tied? We're talking with Ashley Grace. He is a sponsor at Superhuman Radio. His H-Hemp product can be received by going to superhumanradio.net and clicking any one of the H-Hemp banner ads, and you actually save 20% off your first order. And everybody who's used it has told me they love it, and I'm not kidding you. So check it out. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Ashley Grace, co-founder of H-Hemp Company. Hemp CBD improved my life so much that I started H-Hemp Company to help others naturally feel better. You don't have to have had a severe brain injury like me to benefit from H-Hemp Company products. If you're struggling to feel better, calm your brain, or better deal with daily stress and want to do so naturally, please try H-Hemp Company products. Search H-Hemp Company and use code SHR for 20% off and free shipping. That's H-Hemp Company and code SHR.
What if a sports nutrition company actually let you try all of their best products for free before you ever bought one? You'd be dreaming, right? Well, you're not dreaming. Head over to EFXSports.com and grab their new sample kit that includes not one, not two, but 6 of their top sellers. That's right, 6 different samples of their top sellers sent out to you immediately to try.
Just cover a small shipping and handling fee, and they're on their way to you. See for yourself why EFX Sports has taken the industry by storm and why so many athletes worldwide depend on their products, dominate their competition safely and legally. Head over to EFXSports.com right now and click the EFX sample kit in the online store and get your free kit today. Once again, that's EFXSports.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improves the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
For the past 4 months, I've been keeping a secret. Every night at bedtime, I tape my mouth shut with Somnifix strips. That's right, and here's why. Whether you snore or not, at some point in the night, almost all of us start breathing through our mouth. Since I've started using Somnifix strips, I've noticed that I sleep deeper and have seen improvements in my health, fitness, and cognitive function. That's because nose breathing activates the parasympathetic nervous system and improves nitric oxide production. And that leads to improved sleep immunity, carbon dioxide, oxygen exchange, and much more. Oh, and if you do snore, it'll help you stop snoring. Try Somnifix risk-free. Go to SOMNIFIX.com/SHR. Get a free trial pack of Somnifix strips today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Ashley Grace. We're going to talk about one of his other endeavors right now, which is a natural progression. When you start to work with CBD, you realize that the, let's just say, the social constructs that stand in the way of cannabis being legalized nationwide are unfounded. And as a result of that, there's a lot of people who aren't benefiting. I mean, I remember seeing something just recently about topical cannabis cream. And a child who had some sort of skin disorder, a baby, like under 2 years old. And the only thing that worked was this topical full-spectrum cannabis cream. The baby's pain went away, and the skin actually got better in days. But the mother and father were threatened to be thrown in jail. They were supposed to – the doctors couldn't help the baby. They did nothing they had helped the baby. And the mom and dad found something that worked. And they were told they couldn't use it. Imagine being that parent. It's trapped in the middle of this stupidity. So talk about the cannabis side of this for a second and your other endeavor, please.
Yes, Carl, thanks. And yeah, I can't imagine being in that position as a parent.
I know.
Terrible. And it's crazy that we put parents in that position in this country today. But so I'm the general manager of Stillwater Ingredients, and Stillwater is a really interesting operation here in Colorado, Stillwater Brands, is a line of water-soluble cannabis products that are available in dispensaries here in Colorado. They have some really great tea products as well as coffee products. And then Stillwater realized that they were actually producing an ingredient that was being added into coffees and teas. And so they decided to start selling the ingredient by itself. And that ingredient is called Ripple. And I apologize for the noise here.
No, it's okay. Don't worry about it. So Ripple, I remember Ripple being a wine that Fred Sanford used to drink on Sanford and stuff.
It's that. It's also a cryptocurrency, and it's a it's now some sort of soy milk, and it is a THC edible in Colorado.
Wow!
So it's all of those things, but it's it's actually the fastest growing edible in Colorado right now is Ripple, and it's a powderized water soluble cannabis product, and it comes in THC by itself, or CBD by itself, or balanced CBD and THC together. It's really taken off, and they brought me in to form an ingredients business, which I'm really excited about because this is a way to really make an impact even more broadly than just working with one individual brand. But, you know, to really impact the United States culture and the world's culture when it comes to cannabis, getting, you know, CBD and THC included as food ingredients that we can all begin consuming and with or without the psychoactivity, that's an option. It doesn't have to be required in any of this development anymore. But really, by incorporating these cannabinoids into a variety of food and beverages, I believe is what can really change human health and the scope of human health on the planet. And so that's why I'm so excited to be a part of Stillwater and to be leading this ingredients business where we are working with Colorado-based foods and beverages that want to put THC into them. You know, we can do that. Or we're working with, you know, global-based products that want to put CBD in them, and we can help supply that as well. So it's really exciting, and it's, like you said, it's in kind of an evolution of my experience in the industry, and really it's one that I just want to make as much impact in this industry as I can. You know, H-Hemp and my partnership and the co-founders I have there, that's one avenue to make a really good impact, and then Stillwater Ingredients is another avenue to make a possibly even more significant impact by helping, you know, create an acceptable functional food that is derived from cannabinoids.
I think that's brilliant. I mean, there's a lot. You know, I have a childhood friend. He's more like a brother. I'm just going to say his first name because he may not want me to mention this. His name is Al, and he is one of the founders and owners of ReLeaf, the dispensary on Las Vegas Boulevard in Las Vegas. And they've worked on developing a lot of stuff as well. But the problem is, as you inadvertently kind of outlined when you said, well, you know, the stuff that has THC in it, we sell in Colorado. So Colorado and Nevada and all these individual states have companies that have all come out with their own, for instance, K-Cups with THC-infused coffee, as Al has come out with his. Companies in Colorado have come out with because there's this artificial fence around the state that says, no, you can't ship THC over states that don't have legalization to a state that does have legalization, which is like, it's like draconian. It's draconian stupidity. So I make a THC-based product in Nevada. It's legal. You have a dispensary in Colorado. It's legal. But I can't ship from Nevada to Colorado because the states in between don't have legalization. So I am breaking interstate trafficking laws and mail fraud and all this other stuff. So each state has their own little bumper crop of these companies that are coming up with these things. But I see that the CBD side of this is brilliant because now you can ship it to just about every state in the United States. And I'm with you on this. I believe that we're going to start seeing a sensible inclusion in food products and nutraceuticals of CBD where it makes sense.
Yeah, we believe it's the next logical functional ingredient after, you know, fish oil, omega-3s, flavonoids. It's only logical that cannabinoids become that next functional ingredient. And frankly, they probably have the most function of anything that's ever been added to food.
Yeah, it's very, very exciting. So if someone is listening to this show right now, and I know a lot of people who listen to this show either have like keto food companies or supplement companies. If someone's listening to this show right now and they think, wow, CBD, because of this action, would be a great addition as an ingredient in this product that I make. Maybe it's a sleep product or a recovery product or a pain product or whatever, an inflammation product. How do they reach you to find out, like, how do we start considering including this, shelf stability, all those questions you probably have answers to? How do they reach you?
Yes, the easiest way is for them to go to stillwateringredients.life. And at that point, they can look at about all the details about what we're doing and the team involved and the quality approach. And then there's a contact us form there if they want to take the next step and reach out. And chances are I'll be personally getting in touch with them through that process. But that's stillwateringredients.life is the website.
Now, obviously, CBD is not THC. This is just the isolated CBD that you're talking about here. So are there any problems with CGMP manufacturers adding this to their line, as an ingredient? Do they have to disclose anything? Do they have to be concerned about supplements that are being made where authorities having jurisdiction have banned certain substances? Or is CBD pretty much okay to use just about everywhere?
It's a good question. And really, the only way to answer this completely honestly is that they should all check with their individual legal counsel, right? That's the ultimate way. And to then judge what level of risk are they comfortable in taking? Because at the end of the day, given these sporadic laws that are in place, and it's pretty obvious, you know, there are many companies like H-Hemp and many companies that Stillwater Ingredients supplies that believe that it is legal and that those companies are operating across state lines and they're sending products. And they're not getting shut down. They're not getting, there's no enforcement being dedicated towards stopping that is really what it comes down to. And what we've seen for our business is that smaller brands that are looking to create themselves or to make themselves grow faster or be more attractive to larger brands for acquisition purposes down the line, that's where those brands are willing to take the risks associated with CBD, and they're working with Stillwater now to create products that do have CBD. And it's growing quite rapidly. But to be completely transparent, the big brands out there, you know, the big giant multinational global conglomerate brands, they're taking a more wait and see attitude toward it.
Yeah.
Several of them are actually working with Stillwater. I don't want to give any names, but they're working with Stillwater more from an R&D perspective, where they're trying to develop their products in anticipation of these barriers coming down and the legal framework becoming more clear. And they don't want to get caught with that happening and them not being ready with their products. So they're developing things, but kind of behind the scenes, but they're not rolling anything out yet until they believe that the legal landscape becomes a little bit more favorable to them. So really, it just comes down to your own tolerance for risk. You know, bigger brands who have a lot to lose are more shy and skittish about this. Smaller brands who are aggressive and trying to create themselves and to make themselves, you know, get them on themselves on the map, they're being much more aggressive and they're having good success working with this ingredient.
Real quick, is the University of Colorado or is schools that are universities that are inside states where cannabis has been legalized, have their hands been untied so that they can do research, or are they still kind of cautious not to get pulled into the kind of tainted world of science?
Yeah, they're still on the sidelines primarily, which is really sad.
That's sad.
It's fear. It's fear, Carl. I mean, at the end of the day, the DEA, for some reason, still has this on their Schedule 1 drugs. It's worse than heroin, or as bad as heroin, right? And it's clearly not. I mean, but the fact that it all comes back to money and control. And right now, the DEA says that it's a Schedule 1, and therefore a lot of people are scared of them, and they then sit on the sidelines from doing research. And it's really, that's just the way it is, despite the reality that the Farm Bill and the Omnibus Act and other legislation has kind of carved out some loopholes around CBD. It's still listed on that Schedule One list. And until that is removed, which will take an act of Congress to do that, we're going to have limited research being done. And I can't help but believe that's really what everybody wants in this. The pharmaceutical industry does not want this necessarily to be researched by other people. They do the research, they want to do it, and they want to come out with the drugs in advance of other people doing it. Anyway, I don't want to get too cynical about that, but it's a mess.
So let's plug two websites before we pull the plug on the interview. The first is hhemp.com, right? Is it hhemp or hhempcompany.com? Which one is it?
Yeah, it's hhemp.com. Right. They can find it through hhemp company as well, but that's the consumer products that are sponsoring your show and what many of your, I think, listeners have tried and really enjoyed. And I know that hhemp really enjoys the partnership that they formed with you guys.
And then, of course, if you are I'm thinking of you, James Baum. If you're listening to the show, I know that you just launched your keto dessert product. How far ahead of the curve would you be if you included CBD component in your keto desserts? Because a lot of people eat ketogenically because of the reduction in inflammation, pain relief, and so on. And CBD could only enhance that. So if you are listening to the show today or the podcast, James, you ought to reach out to Stillwater and see if you can start talking about developing some sort of dessert that actually helps people be healthier. And any of you out there who maybe you're thinking, wow, I've always wanted to be in the supplement business. Here's a chance. You know, get in touch with it's stillwater.life, right?
Yep, and stillwateringredients.life.
I'm
both
sorry.
Of those will get you to the same place. But the ingredients business is stillwateringredients.life. That's the easiest way for them to find out about that.
I love it. I love it. I think you're doing great stuff, Ash. I really think, you know, from a standpoint of being kind of thrown in this because of your own tragic situation, you're going to have a great impact on a lot of people's lives, and I commend you for that.
Oh, thank you. I hope to do that. That's what makes this fun.
Okay. You take care, okay?
Thank you, Carl. You as well. Thank All you, right. everyone, for listening.
All right. And then, of course, thanks to Ken O'Neill. Keep an eye out for his new website. We'll be moving the Trans Evolutionary Fitness podcast over that I helped him produce for the past year. And then, of course, check out Metagenics products. Go to superhumanradio.net. Click any podcast. At the top of the page, you'll see the Metagenics banner ad. And there you can click it and use the code TRYMETAGENICS, TRYMETEGENICS, to save 20% off your order. And there's no order minimum. And that's it for today. We'll see you Monday. We have great shows planned next week. Really, really a couple good ones. Some barn burners, I promise you. So we'll see you then.